I'm Rod Delmonico, head baseball coach here at the University of Tennessee. And for the next hour, we're going to go through and give you our best hitting drills here at the University of Tennessee. These are drills that we use not only for our players, but also for our camps during the summer and at Christmas that we run our campers through these same drills. These are our favorite drills, and they're going to go one right after another. We're going to try to cover as many as we can in an hour, hour and 15 minutes, and give you as much detail on how to hit the baseball, what our favorite drills are, and then also conditioning. We're going to, toward the end of this tape, we'll show you some conditioning drills that we do to strengthen our hitters. We got a couple of machines and a couple of vices that are going to give you more strength as a hitter and enable you to swing the bat with more bat speed and more consistency. Our goal here is to repeat that consistent swing and have the basic fundamentals that you need in hitting that we cover on my tape, Hitting Fundamentals. These are our favorite drills here at the University of Tennessee. For years on the on-deck circle, you've seen all kind of devices to get the guy ready to hit. Here at Tennessee, we like the towel bat, and it's an easy device. We take a bat, probably has been cracked, and we cut it right above the trademark, take a corkscrew, put it in there, get a hand towel, and run it through. And you know, you have fast twitch muscle fibers, and you have slow twitch. We feel like if you swing something real heavy, like a heavy bat, or put a weight at the end of the bat, it's going to enable you to activate those slow twitch muscle fibers. But if you swing a fungal or you swing a towel bat and pop your hands, it's going to activate those fast twitch muscle fibers, which you need to hit a baseball. So this is something we use on deck. We'll use a weighted bat to kind of get our bodies loose, and then we'll put this in our hands, and all we're going to try to do is pop the towel bat. It looks like this. We're just going to load up and just pop our hands. And as you can see, the bat's going to throw our hands, and we're going to try to pop that towel as we go through the zone. And this towel bat gets us loose, keeps our hands inside the baseball, and it allows us to get ready to hit for our next at-bat. First drill we're going to show you is the power trigger. This is a device that I invented, and it does three things for you. When you trigger, and that's the action that we talk about when you take your hands away from the baseball or you load up. Some people call it the launching position, cocking your hands, loading, whatever you call it, we call it a trigger. And what we want to try to do is get our hands up in and back behind our back shoulder at the top of the strike zone. And it's that action that it has when the pitcher starts to release the ball to get our hands going, we call it a trigger. Well, the power trigger enables us to feel our hands. Most kids don't really use their hands. They hit with their shoulders. This device is going to allow them to feel their trigger. You're going to feel their hands loading up. So notice when Joey gets ready to take his trigger, he'll trigger stride and he'll feel his hands. Notice his hands are in a good position. He's got a good angle here. The cord's tight. And what happens is when he goes to swing and he brings his hands inside, the band is going to bring his hands into this position where they need to be. The other thing I like about it is he goes through the baseball and goes around, it's going to allow him to finish right where he needs to finish at the top of the shoulder. A lot of kids want to finish with their hands up here. And what that does is that impact, when they're going to hit the baseball, they immediately pull off the ball and go up. We talk about hitting three baseballs. So we want to hit one, two, three. Well, this device is going to allow you to stay on the plane of the ball a lot longer, and then when you finish, your hands are at the top of your strikes, the top of the shoulder, which allows you to finish where you need to finish. It's called the power trigger. It keeps your hands inside the baseball, it gets you through the baseball, and it allows you to feel your hands in the trigger position. Fits on the front foot, fits to the backhand in the palm, it's easy to put on, it's easy to adjust for an 11-year-old or a 21-year-old in college. So it's a great device. It's used by not only pro teams, college teams, but youth as well. So it's a great device. We'll show you what it looks like. We like to hit off it with the tee. And what we'll do is drop it on the tee, and we're just going to take our hands, we're going to trigger, and drive it right back through the middle. That boy, Joe. Now you can also use it for flip. This is another drill that we have. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to get on one knee, right off his front hip, and you'll notice that we call this a flip. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to drop my hand. When I drop my hand, he's going to trigger stride. Then I'm going to flip it to him, and he's going to drive it right back into the square. Looks like this. Right on the line. Get through it, Joe. Atta boy. All right. Okay. Next device that we use here at Tennessee religiously, I think is a great product, and it can fit on the aluminum bat. You can have it mounted onto a wooden bat. It's called the ProCut. It was developed by Tim Nolan at ProCut. He works our camps every year, and we use this device. The idea behind this came from Jim LaFever and Sammy Sosa. Jim had Sammy Sosa put a weight at the end of the bat, and from there, Tim came up with the device ProCut. And what it is just forces you to keep your hands inside the baseball. And what I want to do is not throw my hands or cast them, which makes for a long swing. With the ProCut, it makes me bring my hands inside the baseball and then extend, as opposed to casting or hooking, getting around the ball. It's a great device. You can use it in BP. You can use it on the on-deck circle. In just a minute, Tim Nolan will show you all the different drills. We've got him on the tape talking about the ProCut. But we're going to use it here in this drill, and then we're going to turn it over to Tim, and you're going to hear more about the ProCut from Tim Nolan. All right, the next drill is we've got these colored baseballs by ATEC. And it's a drill using the flip to allow the player to focus on seeing the ball hit the bat. Very difficult thing to do. They said Ted Williams could do it. I'm not so sure it was something that anybody can do. But what we want to do here is I'm going to flip the ball to him. And I'm not going to spin it. I'm just going to flip it so that it's just kind of dead in the air. When he hits it, he's going to yell the color that he hit. And it just enables him to focus a little better on seeing the ball. He's going to use the same mechanics that he uses, but he's going to watch the ball carefully and make sure that he sees the color that he hit. All right, here we go, Joe. Next drill that we've got here is the flat bat. You take a regular baseball bat, wooden bat, and you shave it down on both sides, and then you're going to put some tape on it so it doesn't splinter. The idea behind this is to hit through the baseball. If I get to the ball at contact, and I'm here at contact, and I roll over, I'm going to hit the knob, the edge, and I'm going to feel it. If I get at contact and I hit under, I'm going to hit the bottom of the bat. But if I get at contact and drive through the ball and stay on the plane of the ball, I'm going to hit the ball off the flat surface. So it's a feel, but it's also a visual for hitters. Notice I've got a ProCut tied onto the end. You can put a ProCut on your wooden bat here and also use the flat bat. We use this extensively at Tennessee and in our camps. This is a great drill for hitting three baseballs. We talk about hitting three balls, one, two, three. Many times a hitter will get to the first baseball and then pull up, he pops the ball up. Or he'll get to the first baseball and he'll roll over, that's a ground ball. But the ball that he gets to and drives through that ball and keeps the bat on the plane of the ball for three baseballs, that's that ball that's going to jump, that's going to really carry. So you'll notice Nicky here is going to hit with the flat bat. Also, Nicky has a rubber band tube in between his legs. This is an old power trigger that we use that we tighten down and put in between the legs to shorten the stride. If you have a player that has a tendency to overstride, when he goes to take a stride, the band will make sure that he doesn't stride too far, or he'll feel himself trying to get out there a little bit too much. So it's a device to kind of shorten the stride. So we really have two drills here. The band to shorten the stride off the tee, but also he's going to use the flat bat to hit the ball back up the middle. All right, Nick, here we go. He's going to trigger stride and drive that ball right back up the middle. Atta boy. All right, now, from this drill here, you can do another drill off this. We call it the clap drill. And what I'm going to do, no matter what we're doing, whether we're working with the power trigger, whether we're working with the flat bat, or just a regular bat, we're going to call it a clap drill. And what it does is when you clap, he triggers strides. Clap again, he's going to hit the ball. In game-like situations, on a fastball, it's like that. Curveballs, change-ups, and that's from the time that the player triggers till he makes contact. And it's called a clap drill, which allows him to get a feeling of what it's like when he keeps his hands back and then he gets through the baseball. Let me show you what it looks like. I'm going to clap the first time. Nicky's going to trigger stride, then I'm going to clap again and he's going to hit. All right, don't go till I go. Don't anticipate. All right. Yeah, don't anticipate. Here we go. Just listen to the clap. Don't be in a hurry. Here we go. Ready? Now, the other thing that you can do here is you can see if the guy's lunging. Watch this. We'll see whether or not he's going to lunge or not. Attaboy. See, he's waiting for the next clap, so he's sitting on his backside. All right, here we go. Do it again. Ready? That's perfect there, Nick. And notice with the band enables him not to overstride. And this is a teaching device, which will help him stay back. And it's just an old power trigger that we tied up between his legs. You can take two rubber bands or whatever and tie it to both sides and tighten it down to where you want to put it. But it's a great device to teach him to load up on his backside and get in a good position in the trigger. The next drill we have is a drill that we use for the inside pitch, turning on the inside pitch. And what happens a lot of times is players have a difficult time pulling the ball. Some do, some don't. Most of the time we have more trouble hitting the ball away. But this is a drill which will allow him to free his hips and turn on the ball. We're going to use tennis balls here because if he happens to miss hit one right back at me, I'm safe. I'm in okay. So we don't want to use baseballs. We want to use some kind of a tennis ball. And we'll make sure that the hitter is able to drive the ball into the net. I'm going to get right in front of his hip. I'm going to toss it to his front hip. And real easy, if I toss it hard, it's going to be very difficult for him to turn on the ball. So I'm going to get to his front hip, throw it right at his hip, nice and easy. I'm going to flip. He's going to trigger stride, flip it up to him, and then he's going to turn on it and hit it into the net. Let me show you what it looks like. All right, let's do two more. All right, let's do two more where you trigger stride when I drop my hands and you get ready to hit. All right, here we go. Ready? No, just wait till I drop my hand. Next drill we're going to use is strike zone. We use this in our camps. We use it for our baseball team. I call it the lazy man's tee. It's a great device. I think every little league player and everybody who's serious about learning how to play the game should have a strike zone. Invented by John Benema. You'll see later on, right after this, you'll see John using this device at camp. You'll see that we line up about 10 or 12 of them in a row. We're able to put about 20 players at once on the strike zone and get a lot of swings in a short period of time. Neat thing about this, it's a very safe device. The ball stays on here. You can move it up for a high pitch, move it down for a low pitch. And you, if you hit through the baseball, hit that ball back up the middle, it's going to swing properly. And it's a device that, you know, you get a lot of swings in, and you don't have to pick up baseballs. You can move it up and down for a low pitch, high pitch, and it's a great device carried on the road with you. You can use it to get loose before a game in Little League, high school, college, whatever. It's just a great device. We're going to show you how it works. All right, slow it down, just like you do normal. Hit it again. Just do normal. Take about five hacks. Notice how Joey drives through the baseball. He can slow it down. He sets back up, triggers stride, and drives through it again. He's hitting the ball probably a little above the knee, the mid-thigh high. And he can easily get 100, 150 swings in a short period of time without having to pick up baseballs or do anything. You can wait for it to slow down or just reach down and stop it, reload, and get ready to hit again. One more swing, Nick. Attaboy. This is a device that's great for winter in indoor. You can put this in your garage. You can use it in an indoor gym, indoor facility that you might have during inclement weather. Rainy days, you can go inside and hit off this in the garage. It's a great device. I highly recommend it. It's something we use here, not only for our camps, but also for our team. Next device we're going to use is the hit stick. This allows us, really for an age group of maybe 12 or 13 and under. It's a great device. Again, this is something that you can use before a little league game. You can use it practice. A dad can hold this and get some repetition as a hitting station. You can get easily 20, 25 swings in a short period of time. We'll show you what it looks like. I'm going to set that up for a fastball right in the middle of the plate. Nicky's going to trigger stride. He's going to hit it. I'm going to let it spin around, reload. We're ready to hit again. Now I can also now work on a pitch low, about knee high. He's now got to go down and get it. Great fundamentals, trigger stride. Now I'm going to work on a pitch a little up in the zone. So now he's got to get on top of it and throw his hands through it. Notice he trigger strides, loads up on his backside and gets through it. This is a great device. Takes a short period of time. You can get 100, 150 swings. And again, it's great for a little league practice. It's great for pre-game before the guy gets ready to hit. On the outside of the fence, he could be getting loose by hitting one of these before he goes up and hits. Not only does the strike zone enable you to do that, but also the hit stick. We use both of these in camp, and it's a great tool for, I'd say, kids 13 and under. Next drill is the lab bat, and it's really for the lead arm. This is for a player that has a tendency to lift that front arm and be more dominant hand, and get that elbow up, which puts the head of the bat behind him. And it's going to cause him to have a long swing. What this does is allow him to keep that elbow down and in and throw the head of the bat in this angle here, which is what it should do. That just pulls the bat through, backhand throws it through. So we're going to use the lab bat for the lead arm, and we're going to try to take the elbow and drive it down and go down and through the ball. So it looks like this. We're going to spread out a little bit, put the other hand in here for balance, and just drive the ball back through the middle. And I want to feel like I'm hitting the top half of the ball. I want to feel like I'm hitting the top half of the ball and driving down and through. Next drill is the reverse grip drill. They say this is Alex Rodriguez's favorite drill. We're going to take our top hand, instead of putting it on the bat in this fashion, we're going to turn it over and run it down, and we're absolutely going to push the bat through the zone. What we're trying to do is keep our hands inside the baseball. This keeps you from casting and allows you to throw your top hand right toward the pitcher or right toward second base. So when I hit this ball, I'm not going to pull the bat through the zone. I'm going to push the bat through the zone, and I want my palm to be, when I finish up, I want to be right towards second base. Show you what it looks like here. What that does is keep my hands inside the baseball, throw the top hand at the ball. Next drill is a split hand drill. Many times, most hitters that we get here, whether in campers or incoming freshmen, most guys have a tendency to loop the bat. They use too much of their bottom hand, they don't use their top hand. And to get the top hand involved in it, they got to feel it. You know, they'll swing the bat and think they're using top hand, and they'll hit that lazy fly ball to right field if they're a right-hand hitter. It's got that 3-9 rotation, and it's going foul. So what we do is we split our hands. And this allows them to feel their top hand through the zone. And all we do is split it. We'll do it on tee work, flip, or short toss. And when you're hitting live, probably the first couple, you'll swing over and you'll hit it into the bottom of the net or you'll hit a ground ball. But sooner or later, you'll get that top hand involved and then you can put your hands back down together. So you split them about a half inch apart, and all you're going to do is trigger stride, load up, and drive the ball right back up the middle. The next drill is the heavy ball drill. What we're going to do here is we're going to throw five flips with heavy balls, and then we're going to finish up with five flips with a regular baseball. Now the heavy ball is going to give a little resistance because it's heavy, and you're going to have to really drive through the baseball, and you're going to get a little isometrics there. It's going to slow the bat down as it hits that heavy ball, but you got to really use those wrists and forearms to push through the ball. And then when you hit the five baseballs, you're going to feel like this thing's going to explode. It's a great conditioning drill for your hands and forearms, and it's an awesome drill for young players and old players. It's called the heavy ball drill. We're going to go five and then five, or you can go three and three, however you want to do that, or you can just hit all heavy balls. The other thing we do is we've got these that we buy. If you don't want to buy these, your old baseballs, they get waterlogged, happen to, you know, get out in the rain, or just they get old. We take them and soak them in water overnight, and then we take them out, let them dry out a little bit, and then they make heavy balls, so it's naturally. So instead of throwing your old balls away, you can soak them up and make them heavy so that you can use them in your drills. Here's what it looks like. First, we're going to use five heavy balls, and then we're going to go five regular. Notice how Joey's got to drive through the ball, and he feels it. This is a heavy ball. He's got to really use his hands, his wrists, and his forearms to get through this. And then we're going to go to five baseballs, and the ball's going to jump off his bat. Now he'll tell you that's a great workout. Excellent conditioning drill. Next drill is the inside-outside drill. And we're going to yell trigger, so he's going to trigger stride, and then we're going to yell inside or outside. So as he gets to his trigger position, then he's going to have to adjust either an inside pitch or an outside pitch. So it takes a little bit of concentration on his part that he's able to trigger, adjust to the inside pitch, trigger, adjust to the outside pitch. Show you what it looks like. Here we go. Trigger, inside. Trigger, inside. Trigger, outside. Good. Trigger, outside. Good. All right. Trigger, inside. Good. Trigger, outside. Good, Joe. Trigger, inside. Trigger, outside. Now notice, if he hits just the baseball without hitting the tee, he's going to not knock the baseballs off. This is a great hitting tee by ATEC, and we use it here at University of Tennessee. Next drill is a curveball flip. And this is a ball that we're going to flip up in the air. Catch this, Joey. Just catch it. Catch it with your hand. I'm going to flip it up, and Joey's going to hit it when it's coming down. It simulates a curveball. A normal flip would be like this. I would just flip it to him, and that's a fastball. But the curveball, he's going to trigger stride, I'm going to pop it up, and he's going to hit it when it comes down. So you're going to just pop it up in the air, and then he's going to hit it when he comes down. It's called the curveball flip. I'll show you a regular flip to start with so you get the difference between the height of the flip. The regular flip's going to be right at his front hip. I'm going to drop, he's going to trigger stride. That's a regular fastball right there. That's a fastball right there. Now here's a curveball. He's going to hit it when it comes down. See, there's a little delay there. See, he had to hit it when it came down on the downward swing. And we call this the curveball flip. There you go, Joe. He's just got to wait on it till it comes down. Attaboy, Joey. One more here. Perfect. That's the curveball flip. They say that Willie Mays back in New York City, used to play stickball. And I used to hit a little rubber ball, and I've been down in the Dominican. I've seen the Dominican kids growing up hitting bottle caps. And you might be at a little league practice or a game, and you look off to the side, and you see two guys throwing bottle caps to each other, and they're working on hitting the bottle cap. We use the little tiny golf balls, and we've also used bottle caps. So I'm going to toss some up to Joey and Nikki. It's a great hand-eye coordination because the bottle cap, you never know which way it's going to go. It's going to dip. It's going to curve. You can make it tumble. But you got to keep the eye on the ball, and you got to make contact. So it's a great hand-eye drill, and it's something we use here in our camps, and we'll use it with our players as well. That looked like a knuckleball, Nick. How about that slider? Atta boy, good hand-eye coordination. Here we go, reload. Here we go, reload. Here we go. Pretty good slider there. Wish I had some movement like that. Attaboy. Make contact. Just put it in place somewhere. Attaboy. That's the way you use your hands. Great technique for teaching a player to use his hands and adjust his hands in the zone trying to hit these bottle caps because they're going to dive, dip, and turn all over. If you can hit these little things, a baseball coming in there looks like a beach ball. Attaboy. The next drill is the drop ball drill, and it's a drill that simulates a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and it shows you why you have to have a trigger. Well, all I'm going to do is Nicky's going to take his stance, and this time I'm going to drop the ball, and I'm going to tell him he can't hit this before it hits the ground. So watch this. Without a trigger, how difficult it is to hit this baseball. Now, Nicky, I want you to swing the bat and hit the ball when I drop it. Here we go. Ready? That was a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. We just blew it by him. See there? Now, here's the difference. Once he starts his hands, notice how easy it is to hit the ball. I'm going to yell trigger. He's going to start his hands. I'm going to drop the ball, and he's going to hit it. Here we go. Ready? Trigger. Trigger. Couple more. Trigger. Trigger. Now, that's a 90-mile-an-hour fastball at a college age. For his age, that's probably 75, 78 mile an hour fastball. But it shows you the importance on why you got to start your hands and why your hand movement's important, enable you to catch up with a fastball that's coming pretty good. You got to have a trigger in your swing. Great drill to teach it. It's called the mojo drill. All it is, handle of bat, weight at the end. And we encourage our players during practice and during the games, it's in the dugout. They can sit here and just work on building their wrist and their forearm, just doing this drill here where they go up and back, and then they can go from side to side here. What that does is really work the wrist, works the forearm. Just do it as many times as you want. It comes in 5, 10, 15-pound weights. We call it the mojo. It's great for the forearms, the wrist, the hands, and anytime you can do anything to strengthen from the elbow down, That's a great, great thing in baseball because that's where you swing the bat. Tricep muscle from the elbow down, good strong wrist. Notice all good hitters have good wrists, good hands, strong hands. So this is the mojo drill that we use in the dugout during practice and even during games for guys that are not in the game. It's important also to remember that just doing all the drills is one part of the conditioning to be a better hitter. You've got to really work on strengthening your wrist, your forearms, and have a good weight program. Brian Garrity, our strength coach, does a phenomenal job here in Tennessee getting our players strong in the weight room to be able to swing the bat to their maximum potential. We're going to show you a machine by Sam Levitino that's outstanding. It's the best machine I've seen on the market that allows you to swing the bat through the zone as quickly as possible, and it allows you to get the most out of your swing. Up next, Brian Garrity, our strength coach, is going to show you Sam Levitino's swing builder that he developed enable you to swing the bat with more power, more bat speed over a short period of time. It's a weight program that's going to enable you to get the most out of your swing. Here's Brian Garrity. Next drill is the inside-outside drill. And we're gonna yell trigger, so he's going to trigger stride, and then we're going to yell inside or outside. So as he gets to his trigger position, then he's going to have to adjust either an inside pitch or an outside pitch. So it takes a little bit of concentration on his part that he's able to trigger, adjust to the inside pitch, trigger, adjust to the outside pitch. Show you what it looks like. Here we go. Trigger, inside. Trigger, inside. Trigger, outside. Good. Trigger, outside. Good. All right. Trigger, inside. Good. Trigger, outside. Good, Joe. Trigger, inside. Trigger, outside. Now notice, if he hits just the baseball without hitting the tee, he's going to not knock the baseballs off. This is a great hitting tee by ATEC, and we use it here at University of Tennessee. Next drill is a curveball flip. And this is a ball that we're going to flip up in the air. Catch this, Joey. Just catch it. Catch it with your hand. I'm going to flip it up, and Joey's going to hit it when it's coming down. It simulates a curveball. A normal flip would be like this. I would just flip it to him, and that's a fastball. But the curveball, he's going to trigger stride, I'm going to pop it up, and he's going to hit it when it comes down. So you're going to just pop it up in the air, and then he's going to hit it when he comes down. It's called the curveball flip. I'll show you a regular flip to start with so you get the difference between the height of the flip. The regular flip's going to be right at his front hip. I'm going to drop, he's going to trigger stride. That's a regular fastball right there. That's a fastball right there. Now here's a curveball. He's going to hit it when it comes down. See, there's a little delay there. See, he had to hit it when it came down on the downward swing. And we call this the curveball flip. There you go, Joe. He's just got to wait on it till it comes down. Attaboy, Joey. One more here. Perfect. That's the curveball flip. They say that Willie Mays, back in New York City, used to play stickball. And used to hit a little rubber ball, and been down in the Dominican. I've seen the Dominican kids growing up hitting bottle caps. And you might be at a little league practice or a game, and you look off to the side, and you see two guys throwing bottle caps to each other, and they're working on hitting the bottle cap. We use the little tiny golf balls, and we've also used bottle caps. So I'm going to toss some up to Joey and Nikki. It's a great hand-eye coordination because the bottle cap, you never know which way it's going to go. It's going to dip, it's going to curve, you can make it tumble. But you got to keep the eye on the ball, and you got to make contact. So it's a great hand-eye drill, and it's something we use here in our camps, and we'll use it with our players as well. That looked like a knuckleball, Nick. How about that slider? Attaboy, good hand-eye coordination. Here we go. Reload. Here we go. Reload. Here we go. Pretty good slider there. Wish I had some movement like that. Attaboy. Make contact. Just put it in place somewhere. Attaboy. That's the way you use your hands. Great technique for teaching a player to use his hands and adjust his hands in the zone trying to hit these bottle caps because they're going to dive, dip, and turn all over. If you can hit these little things, a baseball coming in there looks like a beach ball. Attaboy. The next drill is the drop ball drill, and it's a drill that simulates a 90 mile an hour fastball, and it shows you why you have to have a trigger. Well, all I'm going to do is Nicky's going to take his stance, and this time I'm going to drop the ball, and I'm going to tell him he can't hit this before it hits the ground. So watch this. Without a trigger, how difficult it is to hit this baseball. Now, Nicky, I want you to swing the bat and hit the ball when I drop it. Here we go. Ready? That was a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. We just blew it by him. See there? Now, here's the difference. Once he starts his hands, notice how easy it is to hit the ball. I'm going to yell trigger. He's going to start his hands. I'm going to drop the ball, and he's going to hit it. Here we go. Ready? Trigger. Trigger. Couple more. Trigger. Trigger. Now, that's a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. At a college age, for his age, that's probably 75, 78 mile an hour fastball. But it shows you the importance on why you got to start your hands and why your hand movement's important, enable you to catch up with a fastball that's coming pretty good. You got to have a trigger in your swing. Great drill to teach it. It's called the mojo drill. All it is, handle of bat, weight at the end. And we encourage our players during practice and during the games that's in the dugout, they can sit here and just work on building their wrist and their forearm, just doing this drill here where they go up and back, and then they can go from side to side here. What that does is really work the wrist, works the forearm. Just do it as many times as you want. It comes in 5, 10, 15-pound weights. We call it the mojo. It's great for the forearms, the wrist, the hands. And anytime you can do anything to strengthen from the elbow down, that's a great, great thing in baseball, because that's where you swing the bat. Tricep muscle from the elbow down, good strong wrist. Notice all good hitters have good wrists, good hands, strong hands. So this is the mojo drill that we use in the dugout during practice and even during games for guys that are not in the game. It's important also to remember that just doing all the drills is one part of the conditioning to be a better hitter. You've got to really work on strengthening your wrist, your forearms, and have a good weight program. Brian Garrity, our strength coach, does a phenomenal job here in Tennessee getting our players strong in the weight room to be able to swing the bat to their maximum potential. We're going to show you a machine by Sam Levitino that's outstanding. It's the best machine I've seen on the market that allows you to swing the bat through the zone as quickly as possible, and it allows you to get the most out of your swing. Up next, Brian Garrity, our strength coach, is going to show you Sam Levitino's swing builder that he developed, enable you to swing the bat with more power, more bat speed over a short period of time. It's a weight program that's going to enable you to get the most out of your swing. Here's Brian Garrity.